Okay, we're going to cut to the chase. You're not going to get any introductions or nice transitions or anything. We're just going to go for it. Okay. Let's pause to pray. Lord, what messages you have for our heart today are yours and yours alone to decide. We ask your blessing upon us now. Amen. The title of our message today is what I say every morning when I wake up. Every morning. I say out loud so I can hear myself proclaim it. Today, Lord, I trust you with my life. Today, Lord, I, Beverly, trust you, God, with my life. If we define trust, you'll find this kind of definition: firmly believing in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. To have confidence, faith, or hope in someone or something. To have confidence in the honesty or integrity of someone or something. What someone or something do you trust today? Do you trust, this could be hard. Do you trust your husband, your wife, sister, brother, mother, father, friends? Do you trust the economy, the government, the car mechanic who repaired the brakes on your car, your employer? Do you trust gravity? Do you trust that the sun's going to come up in the morning? Do you trust the teachers who teach your children? Do you trust the bank? Do you trust God? Do we trust God? Do we believe in the reliability, the ability, and the strength of God? Do we? Do we have confidence in God? This is how I start my day. Today, Lord, I trust you with my life. For the unknown, the unexpected, and you realize the important part of this service of worship happened already in our prayer. The prayers that we shared. So now we can pray for each other. We've asked God to intervene, but of course he already knew. The important part happened. But for the trusting, for the unknown, the unexpected, the good or the bad, through choices, changes, challenges, for breathing, with my dreams, my hopes, my prayers, my life, I trust you, God, with my life. I trust your strength, your wisdom, and I trust your love for me. This is the choice that I have made, and I have been enabled to make that choice by God himself. So can you. Proverbs 3, 2 verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Trust in the Lord. Believe in his sovereign power, in his beauty, his wisdom, his truth, his love for you. With all your heart, that means not half-heartedly. That means you're all in. Lean not on your own understanding. Don't try and figure everything out yourself, ourselves. Lean hard into God. One of my favorite authors, Brennan Manning, wrote this: lean in close and listen to Jesus' heartbeat. Lean in close and listen to Jesus' heartbeat. That's pretty close. Okay. In all your ways, submit to him. In everything we do, in every aspect of our lives, in every situation, submit to God. A former pastor and friend, John Walker, said once, if you ask God for a watch and he gives it to you, don't keep asking him what time it is. But we sure better be asking God what he wants us to do with our time. And he will make your paths straight. God is the one who will keep us on track. God is the one who will give us direction, who will guide, who will lead. Another favorite author of mine, Scott Hubbard, wrote this. I like it very much. Faith, trusting in a sovereign God, does not prevent us from sometimes feeling bewildered about what our sovereign God is doing. I'm going to read that again because it's important. Faith or trusting in a sovereign God does not prevent us from sometimes feeling bewildered about what our sovereign God is doing. He wrote that we look for reasons behind everyday frustrations like sleepless nights and dead car batteries, inconveniences. This kind of confusion is troublesome to us, but it can become altogether faith-shaking, and that's the right couple words there. It can become faith-shaking when a promise is broken, a marriage is dishonored, a dream is crushed, when there's a devastating diagnosis, when everything seems to go wrong, hope fades, prayers seem unanswered, there's no happy ending in sight, and we are betrayed and wounded by life. And God says, trust me. It can be faith-shaking. God gives us himself, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. God gives us his word. He gave us a book. He gives us the stories of his people, and he gives us each other to steady our souls and find and keep our trust in him. So now for just about 2 minutes, you'll have to keep up. We're going to lean in closer to God this morning. If you came this morning with an unshakable trust in God, then celebrate. If you came and your trust is shaky, I pray that God himself will encourage you. If you came thinking that you don't need God's direction or intervention, then I pray that God will shake you up. And if you came feeling that your trust in God has collapsed, I pray that he will revive and reassure you and rebuild that trust in him. So lean in for God's encouragement. And this is what we will do to end. I'm cutting to the chase here. David and Goliath. Do you know David brought a rock to a sword fight? Why? Because in 1 Samuel 17, it says, David said, the Lord who rescued me from the lion and bear will rescue me from this Philistine. He trusted God with his life. My friend David Hohenschel has lived with MS for 25 years. Another David. Every day David battles against the giant of MS, and every day David trusts God with his life. Daniel 6:23, someone else we know well. When Daniel was lifted from the lion's den, no wound was found because he trusted in his God. You know, you all have stories about trusting God, all of you. You've all been in the den of lions. Some of us are still there. And you need to share your stories and affirm your trust in God to encourage others who might be looking for that way. Don't be reluctant to share your stories, like David, like Daniel, like Mary, the mother of Jesus. In Luke chapter 1, Mary said, after being told that she would bear the Son of God, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. She trusted God with her life. My grandmother, my grandma Powell, my mom's mother, her husband was ensnared by alcohol, and Grandma Stella raised her children on her own. She loved God and trusted God to provide, and he did. And she was a gracious and joyful woman. She trusted God with her life. There's so many more stories in here. So lean in just a little bit closer, and let's finish with what God tells us about this. Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy. Do you hear the words there? Trust, strength, shield, helps, joy. Psalm 112:7. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Psalm 9:10. Psalm 112:7 means a lot to you when you're facing an unknown medical diagnosis. Psalm 9:10. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. If you're wondering, can I really, really trust him? Can I trust his promises? Can I trust his love? God says, yes. Those who know your name get to know God, and you will know then that you can trust him. Psalm 13:5. I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. This is a fierce, forever love God has for us. We can trust it. We have Jesus. Psalm 31:14, but I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. I have no other God in my life but you. God, you are my God, and it is you I trust. Proverbs 28:26, a lesson. Those who trust in themselves are fools. That's pretty straightforward. Proverbs 11:28, those who trust in riches will fail. And Jeremiah 7:8, look, you are trusting in deceptive words that are worthless. Pay attention to whom and what we trust. Psalm 84:12. Let me do that one. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Blessed is the one who trusts in you. I want that blessing. Do you? I want that blessing that trusting in God will bring me. So, you can practice. Today, Lord, I trust you with my life. You can whisper it, you can speak it, or you can shout it, whatever you need that morning. So try it and see how it feels. You ready? Try it. Say, today, 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 Lord, I trust you with my life today. And here's my prayer for all of us. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. Where does the joy come from? Where is the peace in the lives we live? Trusting in God. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as we trust in him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.